The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, let's take a listen to this.
Would you like to order, sir?
Yes, I will have a steak.
How'd you like it?
Oh, raw, please.
And what about the vegetables?
Oh, they'll have the same as me.
Well, with Spitting Image set to return to the small screen, let's now look at the world of satire. Joining me in the studio are Gary Cook of Après Match and Lisa Garvey, an impersonator for RTE Radio 1's Callan's Kicks. You're both very welcome to the programme. Gary, if I could start with you, that was a little clip there from the original Spitting Image. There's a new version coming out. Is this a golden age of satire? Should it be a golden age of satire with people like Donald Trump and Boris Johnson?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of people would kind of view Donald Trump and so on to be beyond any satire. It feels like a blunt instrument regarding him. It's done brilliantly in America. It's been done hugely by some of the people in Saturday Night Live and so on and elsewhere. What difference it's made, I absolutely don't know. He's still, you know what, he's still out there, okay, you know what, and denying everything and whatever. So high art,
but low impact in relation to...
That's a very good way of describing it.
That was a soundbite, Gary.
Lisa, it's one I'm going to take with me.
What do you think in terms of, you know, should this be easy, basically, now?
The thing is, I think people think, yeah, it should be easy, but it's actually, it makes it, as Gary says, just that much more difficult because they're doing all the work for us. They're saying all the most ridiculous things that you could possibly think that they could say. And it's impossible to kind of go, where's the joke now? So the really hard thing is, and as I say, talking about Spitting Image there, I'm just laughing. I used to love Spitting Image, but it's funny the fact that they have to physically make them so, like, they really have to go at it to make them more grotesque than they already are, you know, that kind of way. But
What works then in terms of taking somebody off? Because almost in a way, let's say Donald Trump is easy to do, obvious to do, but then after a while it just becomes too obvious. Yeah. What kind of people work to take off?
Well, I think Donald is great, and what I suppose we've done a little bit on Callan's Kicks is I think you have to create a little world for them outside of what people know. So, you know, we sort of do, like, you know, Donald and, you know, Melania. So Melania is very happy because she's social distancing from Donald, but she's always been social distancing from Donald. She's never been closer than 2 meters to Donald because, you know, she's been hired by Putin to be with him, but only 4-year contract, so I up in November. So we create this little world where they have this relationship together in their home life, you know, which is very happy.
And Gary, what works for you? I mean, you're famous for Eamon Dunphy in particular.
Yeah.
What was it about Eamon Dunphy that worked for you?
Well, I mean, I think everybody does a Dunphy impression. He's always the most impression man in the world. I mean, years ago, around the time of the 1990 World Cup, when he was, you know, expressing opinions and throwing pens and so on. I mean, everyone was thought like Dunphy. Everyone was doing these right. Everyone was doing that stuff at the time.
You've done him so much over the years. Do you find yourself sort of sliding into Eamon Dunphy when you don't mean to?
No, I do mean to slide. I'm a clone of his personality, in fact. I follow him around, in fact. Really social distancing that's managed to...
Bono, you take off Bono quite a bit.
Yeah, a little bit of it's mainly more him singing than him talking. He's actually got a very nice speaking voice, I have to say. He's got a very good singing voice as well, but it's the strangulated kind of that kind of stuff, you know. It just, I mean, look, if you've nothing better to do of a day, why not pretend to be Bono doing that, you know?
Bono being constipated.
I didn't say that.
Well, there's a bit of... Now, the other side of it, Lisa, is that inevitably Ireland's small country, doing Irish impersonations, you know, have you found yourself in, you know, basically meeting. You do Miriam O'Callaghan. You have worked with Miriam O'Callaghan.
That's right. Lovely, Richard. It's so nice to be here. And this is happy Miriam, you know, when she's not prime time serious Miriam, when she's interviewing people. So, yeah, no, she's so good about it.
What did she say to you? I actually
was working with her a good few years ago and worked in her chat show, and I see with radio, it's brilliant. I didn't see Gary was on the telly a lot. So radio, you can get away with a lot more. No one knows. And I remember people saying, does she know that you do her? And I was like going, I haven't mentioned anything. But then I think I did a little kind of interview in a paper, and she was reading it one Sunday morning, and she was like, oh my God, Lisa, fantastic, huge, congratulations. So she was extremely nice and very happy for
and
me.
And it's all fine. And I mean, Gary, do you think there are new people, you know, coming to the fore that you think are ripe or wide open for doing, or who lend themselves?
Well, I don't know. I can't help get the feeling that satire is an impression based satire is going to run into a brick wall pretty soon, because there's so much of it being done in this country, and there's so, generally younger people aren't really interested in those kind of figures of people who talk in a certain way. They tend to, a lot of them, and obviously you're doing a very funny impression of Miriam, but a lot of them are male. And there's less men on television. There's less people of a certain type. There's more people who are blander. And it becomes a little bit more difficult to actually, basically, where are the characters? Yeah. They don't exist in the same way anymore.
People are too polished, public figures.
People, a little bit of that, but also it's not just polished. People are bland. People have been put through a blandizer. You're not allowed, you know, with individuality sometimes comes opinions that may not work well with the social mores at the time, and we're seeing quite a lot of that now. So some of those people that you might have been able to do a few years ago and everyone would thought are hilarious are now already gone. And I'm not sure that they're being replaced by anybody. What young person and this is nothing against young people. I'm just wondering, what young people are there out there that you would particularly want to do or gravitate towards doing?
Lisa, would you agree, or do you think there are people coming to the fore that are worth doing?
Like, I do kind of agree, as I said, it does fall into, and particularly, I suppose, as a female voice, there are very few, there's a sort of generic-y voice. You know, I tend to, sometimes I find myself, you know, if I do something, going into my own voice, you know what I mean? And it's very, this nice and kind of calm. But, and I suppose the main thing, there are, I suppose, more people coming out in the political figure over the last kind of even COVID, just the new government maybe and stuff like that. A few, but less so characters, I suppose.
And of course, the financial question, can you make money out of it, Gary? Is there money in satire?
There can be, but...
But you've got to do other things along with it. You've got to do voiceovers, you've got to do writing.
Whatever you can make a living out of, yeah. Yeah, it's not, but particularly now, obviously, where, I mean, painting and decorating is probably about as much as I could do at this point, living at home. So doing an impression of a painter and decorator, good afternoon to you.
I'm going to be a social influencer, I was listening earlier on.
That one could run, Gary, that one could run. Listen, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining us. Gary Cook of Après Match and Lisa Garvey from Callan's Kicks. Really great to hear from you.